It's a progressive rock night on Midnight Radio.
Greetings, traveler.
This is the BBC third program. We present...
With the bases loaded, they went through Brett's...
Tonight we bring you the exciting rock and roll classics of today. This is the music of the hour, the music with a feel. We're talking, there's never been anything like it. The now sound, the new wave. You'll be hearing jazz, swing, country, religious hymns, thrill to polka party. There's Dixie, Viennese waltzes, tunes for tots, get down with romantic moods. And hey, rock and roll. They're gonna cram it down your throats.
WBCX, Gainesville and Northeast Georgia, the voice of Brunel. Welcome, everyone. It's time for Midnight Radio. I'm your host, Scott. Opening up tonight's show, we heard the band Goblin, the notorious Italian proggers, Goblin. We heard a track off their 1976 album, Roller. We heard the song Snip Snap. That's how we start off tonight's Midnight Radio program. On a progressive rock evening. Thought we're going to do a little bit of something special. We're going to explore the world of rock. Progressivo Italiano. Some people call it RPI. Some people just call it Italian progressive rock. We're going to be exploring 3 hours worth of it tonight. Let me go ahead and get a few things out of the way first. The number to the studio, 770-538-4744. Also forget, don't forget, I do this every week, don't forget, we're streaming online live 24/7. That address is brenau.edu/WBCX. Now let's go ahead and jump into our RPI show. Now, Tom Hayes of Gnosis.com wrote, "So it is an established fact that in Italy, during the period between 1971 through 1974, a music movement existed where bands would challenge each other to see who could create the most imaginative, who could create the album for the ages. They were all painters and sculptors, just as in Renaissance Italy." We're going to be cruising through some of those bands tonight, and we're going to be visiting those golden years of 71 through 74, most notably. So let's go ahead and jump into our first set of the evening, and you guys are probably going to have a really good time listening to me trying to pronounce these Italian names. So that's a little added bonus for you. We're going to start off with Luovo di Colombo from 1973. Here's L'Indecision. We'll be right back. 89.1 WBCX, Gainesville and Northeast Georgia, the voice of Brenau. It's Prog Night, folks. Three solid hours tonight of rock, progressivo, italiano. Three solid hours of RPI. We closed it out with a heavyweight there, Banco de Mutuo Soccorso. We listened to a track from their 1972 album, Darwin, with an exclamation point. We heard the track L'Evolution, like I said, Banco BDMS, maybe, if you might want to say. One of the big three of the RPI movement, along with Leorm and PFM, of course. If you want to know anything about progressive Italian rock, those three are, you can't go wrong with those. We opened up that set, though, with Luovo di Colombo, with their track L'Indecision from the album Luovo di Colombo from 1973. This band here in 73 consisted of Enzo Volpini on keyboards and guitars, Elio Volpini on bass and guitars, and Ruggero Stefani on drums, and Tony Gianta on vocals. Wow. This is going to be much more difficult than I thought. I'm Scott, and you're listening to Midnight Radio. It's Progressive Rock Night. Dipping our toes into the Italian progressive rock vein. And we're going to keep things moving with another big one. Here's Museo Rosenbach. We'll be right back.
It's a progressive rock night on Midnight Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Midnight Radio here on 89.1 WBCX, Gainesville and Northeast Georgia, the voice of Ubra Now. I'm Scott. This is Midnight Radio. It's Progressive Rock Night. We're listening to Rock Progressivo Italiano, and I'm butchering all the names. But you're not here to hear me. Of course, you're here to listen to the music. Let's run down that set we just finished hearing. We closed it out with the very well-coordinated six-piece ensemble known as Maxophone, their self-titled 1975 album, which is indeed a masterpiece of RPI. We heard the track Antiche Conclusion Negre, or in English, Live Together or Die. Prior to that, we heard Metamorphosi. And three tracks from their album Inferno. We heard Spaciatore de Droga, Terremoto, Limbo. Before that, Carante. And we started it off with Porta del Inferno. That was from the 1973 album Inferno. It's a little known but excellent Italian progressive rock band. Metamorphosi, Roots in Psychedelia. And the album Inferno, of course, is based on Dante's Divine Comedy. Started that set off with Museo Rosenbach and the track Della Natura from the 1973 album Zarathustra, rightly regarded as a mini masterpiece. This album is. It should be official in everyone's RPI collection, if you should have one. This would be a good one to have in your collection. I'm Scott, and this is Midnight Radio. Doing it up. Rock Progressivo Italiano style. Right now we're going to, I think we're at the end of this hour. We're going to do a little bit of promos, do a little bit. Then we'll see you on the other side of the hour. See you then.
You've probably been to parties like this yourself. Lots of them. Music and dancing and just general fun.
Hello. Yes, this is Susan. Wait a minute, will you? I can't hear a thing. Hey, Jerry, I'm on the phone.
Oh, all right.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, some of them are here. You know, the gang. I thought Bob and Ted would be here, too. I bet they wish now they had come. Yeah.
You too.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Well, who was that?
It was Betty. She and Dan were on the way to the movies when they saw this accident. It was Bob and Ted.
Hey, Bob and Ted have been in an accident?
Were they hurt?
Bob and Ted didn't get hurt. It was someone else, a pedestrian.
Gosh, I bet they feel awful.
They ought to. The police found a bottle in the car.
Oh, brother, they're really in trouble.
Well, it serves them right. Anybody that'd be dumb enough to drink.
Nobody should drink and drive.
I mean, there's no excuse for drinking under any conditions. Drinking's just about the worst thing you can do.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Who said anything about drinking? I thought all you said was they found a bottle in the car. Was there anything said about whether Bob and Ted had been drinking or not?
Betty didn't say that.
It looks like you're pretty quick to condemn Bob and Ted. I thought they were your friends.
I'm not either condemning them. I'm condemning drinking. That's what I said.
You did not. You said Winnie didn't drink at all, didn't she? And we were all talking about Bob and Ted, didn't she? And that's who you were talking about, too.
Yeah, Sally, how come you say that? You're prejudiced.
I am not prejudiced. It's a fact. Alcohol is poison, and you know it.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Let's not get all riled up about this.
Some of us don't feel the same about drinking as she does, and she knows it.
Oh, you make me so mad. I guess what you mean is
now,
you just...
Sally, don't get mad. Jack didn't mean anything.
What's so wrong with drinking? What have you got against it?
Well, in the first place, everybody knows it doesn't do you any good. It can ruin your health.
Is that what you believe? Do you believe that old scare stuff? Pooey.
Well, maybe you're both right.
Sure, just like a lot of things. Pickles. You can't say pickles are bad for you, but if you eat too many, you get sick. You drink so much that you don't get the vitamins and stuff you need and stuff, and wham, you get liver troubles and stuff. All I can say is alcohol can't be as bad as some people think it is. Well, you should have heard what my dad had to say about this the other day. We got to talking about alcohol.
You see, Jack, an occasional drink never hurt anyone. Sure, liquor can cause you plenty of trouble. It'll make you drunk if you drink too much of it. But let me tell you something. A drink before dinner in the evening is just about the best thing I know of to settle your nerves and give you an appetite. My father always had it around the house, and we've had it.
And my dad wouldn't tell me I could drink a little if I wanted to. Not if it's as dangerous as you seem to think it is.
How do you know you won't get drunk?
Look, I'm no baby. I know what I can do and what I can't do. Even with drinking.
Oh, I've heard that before. That's just the kind of talk that'll get you in trouble. Reverend Brewster, he was talking about it recently at young people's meeting in the church.
I believe in freedom for young people. You should make your own decisions. That's why the use of alcohol is wrong.
And that settles it for me.